And I forgot to mention, everybody should have their Bibles with them when they're actually watching the live stream. And if you're going to miss the live stream, we're a little bit late today. I was very well aware of the time zones, starting from Western Africa all the way to even maybe Western Asia. So we had a little of, it took us a little bit longer to make the images, but we'll be better prepared next time. We're going to learn here. But I encourage everybody to have their Bibles with them, and we'll be sending the notes. We're going to try to send the notes beforehand, before we actually do the teaching. But if we can't get them out there on time, then we'll just make them available, as I promised, whether on email or right there on Facebook, with the link. So, but anyhow, have your Bibles with you as much as you want, as much as you can, because we're going to be looking at a lot of verses. So anyhow, Missionary Prizes, Bible School International, this is our online on Facebook. We're going to have actually also a online Bible school on the website. And we're working on that a little bit at this time, getting things ready there too. It's going to be a little bit different. But anyhow, it's all, the mess is all the same. It's all the same. I don't change my doctrine once the Lord shows me things. So this is, I call it basically a short exhortation. A short exhortation on our online Bible school. And before we get into this, I just want to say this here, because I don't want people to get the wrong idea in what I'm going to say, is that I'm not against credentials and all these. We're going to touch on this. That's what this short exhortation is about. I'm not against bachelor's degrees, credentials, diplomas, all that. I'm not against that. I'm not against that. But the point of this Bible school, even this exhortation, let people know that it's not those things that will empower you to walk in what you need to walk in order to fulfill your calling, in order to fulfill the Great Commission, all these different things, to walk in power. The authority and the power, we're going to look at that Jesus has given us as his disciples. We don't need those things. They're good for certain things, but you don't need that. Most, if all the people that I know that have ordinations and all that, they got no power. So if you think that you're going to get some ordination from some Bible school, and then automatically when you get that ordination, you're going to have some supernatural power to walk in miracles, all that, you're deluding yourself. You're deceiving yourself. No, so we're going to look at that today a little bit, just a little bit. I'm going to touch on all this stuff later on. So that's why I wrote here, go to the next point here. Most, if not all Bible schools, maybe not all, but most of them have these in common, have certain things in common, all right? And what are those things? What are those things? What are those things? What are they? We've got bachelor degrees. Now, this includes seminaries too, right? Bible schools, Bible colleges, seminaries. But we have bachelor degrees. We've got credentials. We've got diplomas, masters of divinity, ordinations, and PhDs, doctors of philosophy. Okay? Most of them, not all of them, but most of them have these things, right? They're degrees, right? And you pay for these things and all that. And that's fine. I'm ordained. I like to get some more studies, to get some more credentials, but not for what most people think I would want to get them for. And if I don't, I don't care, because I know where I'm heading to, into what the Lord has shown me. And that's what I want to share a little, because a few days ago, I had this thing, I had this on the inside of me, and I felt like we didn't need to do a short video. And I wasn't too sure if I was going to put some notes together or just sit down in front of a camera and share from my heart. So the day I started putting notes together, I was in a shower and I had a verse that came to me, and I believe the Lord gave it to me. So first of all, I just want to share this here. This online Bible school, this Missionary Prizes Bible School International, this is the online version, will be a cross between certain things, okay? Meaning there's going to be different elements, okay, concerning the evangelical, non-denominational, charismatic, word of faith, indoctrinations, and theological mindsets, okay? It's going to encompass a lot of that, all right? Because all of these, they have lots to offer. They have really good things to offer to the church, you know? But I'm going to be going at it in a very different way, all right? So I wrote here a better word for this Bible school, or really any Bible school, but specifically this Bible school, a better word for it would be the school of the Spirit. The school of the Spirit. And I didn't write this in my notes, but I'm going to say it now, and I'll add it to my notes later on. Because I always have my notes, right? Anybody who knows me, I always have my notes. I always have my notes. And then what I do is when I add to what I'm saying, I record it. And then I go back, I listen, I add them to my notes later on, all right, for the final product. So the school of the Spirit is basically what gives the Holy Spirit what he needs to do what he's been sent to do and to be, not only to do, but to be. Because if we read in the Gospel of John, I believe it's in John 14, but I'll get all this stuff on the YouTube video once we do the video. It said Jesus is going to send another comforter in his place, another of the same kind in his place, in his name, meaning in his place to represent him on this earth. And in our case, inside of us, right? So basically we have Jesus on the inside of us, but it's not the person of Jesus, it's the person of the Holy Spirit. And that's why I call this also a really good Bible school should be called the school of the Spirit, because it's the Spirit who teaches us all things, right? He will guide you into all the truth. He will teach all things, right? So he's the main teacher. He's the main dude, okay? I don't like to use the word dude, but anyhow, he's the main teacher of the body of Christ, okay? So anything he doesn't teach, I want nothing to do with it, because he's the one who knows the word. He inspired the word. He came to represent Jesus. He came to take the place of Jesus on this earth. So that's why I call it the school of the Spirit. So the more we get into this doctrine, I'll be teaching on this online Bible school, it's going to give more of the Holy Spirit who already resides on the inside of you. All right? And we're going to look at that today. All right? So let's move on here. This is the verse that came to me in the shower. And when I get things like that, I wasn't even thinking about this verse. I haven't even thought about this verse. I don't know how long time. But it came to me, and it wasn't strong, but it just came to me, and I knew that was my starting point for this teaching. So I got all excited, because I knew that God, well, I already knew God was in it, because he told me, 2 months ago, he said, the launching of your online Bible school. And I wasn't ready for that. I mean, I was ready, but I wasn't. Me and David had other things to do. So anyhow, we started working on it slowly. And so let's look at this first verse. This is found in the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 4. Verse 13, very interesting verse, I'll tell you, man. Very interesting, all right? So it says here, the Amplified, I use the Amplified. Now when they saw, who? The crowd, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the crowd, the people, right? When they saw the boldness and the unfettered eloquence of Peter and John, all right? They saw it. And they perceived that these guys, I'm adding to this, but that they were, who they? Peter and John, they were unlearned and untrained, Amplified adds this, in the schools, common men with no educational advantages. And they were fishermen. But they were fishermen before, you know, Jesus chose them to be his disciples. With no advantages, they marveled and they recognized that they, who? Peter and John, had been with Jesus. Wow. I mean, that said it all right there. I got all excited. When I looked up that verse, I said, this is it. This is my whole teaching about Christ being formed in you. Galatians 4:19. The whole thing. Sonship. Walking in your sonship. Your sonship is based upon his sonship because we have his nature. So he's the firstborn from the dead. We're the secondborn, thirdborn, fourthborn, fifthborn, sixthborn. All right. So what Jesus did, we can do also by the Spirit. If conditional, there's always an if and there's always a but, right? Okay. So very key here that they had been with Jesus. All right. Well, yeah, they had been with Jesus, with the Master himself for 3 years, right? They saw things and we're going to get into this. This is all here. So let's look at the next verse here. This is very interesting here too. Let's go to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 28 to 29. Let's look at verse 28, first of all. It says, when Jesus had finished these sayings, the Sermon on the Mount, the crowds were astonished and overwhelmed with bewildered wonder at his teaching. Wow! They were all freaking out over his teaching. Jesus the teacher, right? But he's teaching by the Spirit because he does everything by the Spirit, right? That's what I told the brothers some time ago. I said, Jesus didn't heal nobody. He didn't heal nobody. It's the Holy Spirit who healed people, you know? So here we have, they were bewildered, wonder because of his teaching. Verse 29, for he was teaching as one who had authority and was authority, and yet not as the scribes. Where did he get this from, right? There's other reference. Where did he get this authority from, right? Even they accuse him. Where did you get this authority to do these healings, right? And I just want to touch back on to Acts 4. If you read the whole context, you go back a couple verses, it had to do with healings. It had to do specifically with healings. And they're saying, hey, these guys never went to school. How'd they learn how to do it, heal people? Well, they had been with Jesus, the healer, right? That's what they saw, right? And that's what he trained them to do, right? To bring healing, right? We're not going to look at that today. It's not about healing, but it touches on healing, all right? Because we're going somewhere with this, all right? So let's go move on to Luke 9, verse 1. Luke 9, verse 1. Yeah, it's there. All right, so here it says, then Jesus called together. Now I'm going to unpack this a little bit, what I said, okay, because of Acts 4:13 and Matthew 7:28-29, I'm going to unpack that a little bit. Let's go to Luke 9:1. It says, then Jesus called together the 12 apostles and gave them what? What did he give them? He gave them their credentials. He did. It doesn't say credentials. He didn't give them the kind of credentials we give men today or women today. But he gave them their credentials to do what they had to do, to carry out the Great Commission, to carry out the task. And this is even before the cross. These guys are not even born again yet. All right? So he gave them. What did he give them? Did he give them a piece of paper? Did he give them the Bible? No. What did he give them? Power and authority. He gave them power and authority. That's right. Dunamis power and exousia authority. I didn't want to get into the Greek today. All right. We're going to look at all this stuff down the road. All right. So he gave them power and authority to do what? To do what? To sit around doing nothing, singing kumbaya, sitting in some pew, sitting in some chair in some church service on Sunday morning? No. To over all demons. Over all demons. Over all demons. To cast them out. Right. And then what? Then stop there and to cure diseases. All right, so no papers, no papers, no papers, no ordination, no PhDs, none of that, all right? But power and authority, and we all have that power and authority in Christ. We all have that same power and authority that the early disciples had. And the problem is we don't know how to walk in it. Well, I'm going to teach you guys how to walk in it, all right? Because this is what's going to change the world. It's going to change the church, and it's going to change the world, all right? So let's move on to John 6:2. Oh, I love this verse. I love this verse because it lines up with a word that God gave me maybe over six months ago. And I just did a video on that at AV World about a month ago, where the Lord gave me that word. He says, the nations are going to open up to you because of my healing power, because of, okay? Not because of your credentials, Pierre. I got a bit of ordained. I've got my papers upstairs. I'm not going to bring them on. I don't care. I mean, I'm glad I have them. But I'm just saying, he didn't say because of your, you know, and your, wow, you got a really good teaching, Pierre. And I do have a good teaching, you know, and I am a good teacher, you know, and I'm exuberant and I'm charismatic and all this stuff and, you know, whatever. And, but he said, because of my healing power. So let's look at John 6:2. And a great crowd was following him, Jesus, okay? Was following Jesus because, why? Why were they following Jesus? Why? Because of his great teaching? That's one of the reasons. We have references to that. But what's the specific reference here? Because of what? Because they had seen the signs. They had seen the signs, the miracles, which he continually performed upon those who were sick. That's why they were following him. Great crowds. Okay, you want great crowds? Start healing the sick. And you're going to get a following, whether you like it or not. I'll tell you, they're going to start following you. They're going to start bugging you. You know, they're going to start saying, hey, come here, come there. I got somebody sick over there. They're going to bring him to you. You know, if you've got the real thing, if you've got the real healing going on, you know, if you allow the Holy Spirit to heal through you, it's going to be the real deal. All right. They won't have to go to the hospital. They won't have to go to the doctor to make sure to authenticate the healing. You know, when you got legs growing out, when you got ears growing out, you got eyeballs, people seeing that we're blind, you know, fingers growing out, all these different things like that. You know, you don't have to go to the doctors, you know, for proof. You don't have to do that. Okay. They've got the proof right there. All right. So I wrote something here. Very important here. This is very important. And this came to me. I didn't even make this in my notes in my journal the other night. And this came to me. This came concerning leadership. Oh, leadership. A real leader. I mean, a real leader. I'll tell you, the church is empty. I mean, we got leaders are a dime a dozen in the church. Preachers, evangelists, the whole thing, apostles, prophets. They're a dime a dozen. And we can use some more. But I'll tell you what a true leader is. Okay. And this is what I wrote here. Jesus, what did Jesus do? Jesus got people's attention because of what he did for them. Eh? Because of what he did for them. Not what they did for him. What did Jesus say? I didn't come to be ministered unto, but I came to minister. I came to serve. That's what he did. And that's what we're called to do as the body of Christ. You know, this whole thing, I'm going to touch on this real quickly here regarding Ephesians 4, 11, 12. In 11, we've got God has given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for what? Verse 12, for the equipment of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. How is it? How come we got it reversed? How come we've got the church, the body of Christ, ministering to the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers? It's wrong. It's wrong. They're there to equip the saints and every saint. Every saint. Okay? Anyone born again, God wants to equip them to do the work of the ministry for the edification of the body of Christ, the church. And if they're not born again yet, we need to get them born again. Pretty simple, eh? The Great Commission and then the discipleship. It's very simple. And it's basically these two things that we're not doing. Okay, but that's all changing, right? All right, so Jesus got people's attention because of what he did for them. What he did for them. How many people were happy that he was on the cross being crucified, yet they had received the healing from Jesus? I wonder, because a lot of people didn't like Jesus after a while, you know? Yeah. And I'll tell you something right now. This is just my opinion. How many people are in hell today that got healed by Jesus during his days? Or even after throughout the centuries? How many people are actually in hell today that actually got a healing touch of the Holy Spirit? Yeah, how many? I don't know, but I don't want to find out either. All right? But people, you got to care about people, and you got to care about them in the right way. And one of the ways you're going to prove to God that you care about his people and the people in general is by giving them the truth. Not error, not half truth, three-quarter truths, quarter truths. No. And their church is full of error. Okay, teaching on different things that they shouldn't be teaching, God's people, right? You're not loving people when you're teaching them error. You know, and you're going to give an account for that one day. All right. So let's move on here. Where are we here? My last page, I believe, right? We're on to Acts 10:38. Is that the next one? Yeah. All right. So Acts 10:38. Let's see here what it says here. All right. You don't need credentials to walk in Acts 10:38. And some people say, well, that's for Jesus. Yeah. Well, you know what? I got a rude awakening for you. I'm Mr. Realistic. All right. So it says here how God anointed and consecrated God. Anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the man Jesus, the second Adam, with the Spirit and with strength and ability and power, how he went about, who went about? Jesus, by the Spirit, by the Spirit, he went about doing good, and in particular, but he was doing good, he was doing other things, but in particular, all right, what was he doing? Curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him. Okay, so we're not talking about Jesus and his deity here. No, we're talking about Jesus in his humanity. Because Jesus wasn't God. Jesus is the name given in his humanity. Before Jesus became Jesus, he was God the Word. Okay, he wasn't Jesus in heaven. He was God the Word, right? John 1:1, and the Word became flesh. He became Jesus, okay? John 1:14, became man, became human, right? All right? So let's look at this this other verse here. God was with him. Ephesians 3. This all ties in with what I just said in Acts 10:38. Ephesians 3:16 and 20. Let's look at verse 16 here. It says, may he grant you, this is one of Paul's prayers, all right? May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened. He's talking to believers. To be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Spirit. By the Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. By the Spirit. Okay? So same Spirit that we read about in Acts 10:38. Same Spirit. Okay? So Jesus went around doing good and healing all these people that are oppressed of the devil by the Spirit. So we've got the same Spirit found in Ephesians 3:16. And it's the same Spirit that we find back in back in Genesis, right? Genesis 1:1. But anyhow, let's finish here with verse 20, okay? Verse 20, now to him, that's the end of the prayer. Now to him, God, who by in consequence of the action of his power. Whose power? God's power. But who's he referring to? Going back to verse 16, the Holy Spirit. Because in the Holy Spirit, we've got the word. Back in 16, we don't only have the word Spirit, but we got the word power. So he's talking about the same thing, same person. Okay? And according to the consequence of the action of his power, the power or the Spirit and his power that is at work within us, present tense, that is already at work within us. You've got power working in you that you don't even know of. All right. And, you know, this whole Bible school, online Bible school, is going to teach you how to activate that power, how to activate or how to release the Holy Spirit. So much for God's sovereignty, eh? All right, so let's not get into that. Work within us is able to what? Is able to what? To carry out his purposes and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. And all part of that is driving out demons, healing the sick, all these different things. That's all part of it. Fulfilling your promises, fulfilling your God-given vision, all these different things by the Spirit and his power, all right? So anyhow, so I just wanted to touch on these things because I've had a few people, and I'm sure I'm going to get some more. They've asked me about credentials and down the road. And you know what? We may have some ordinations down the road. We may have some papers to give validity to what we're doing. You know, these are things I have to look up with the Ontario government here in Canada, and even maybe with the Canadian government, different things like that. But you don't need a piece of paper. You don't need a piece of paper to cast out devils. You don't need a piece of paper from the government or from some Bible school to heal people. You don't need that. You need the Holy Spirit. And you already have the Holy Spirit. That's why it's called the school of the Spirit. You know, that's what we need. And we already have him. I've had him for 26 years. And I've seen very little so far because of my ignorance, because of my wrong believing, because of my unbelief. But that's changing. And I'm going to share this platform we're going to make use of. We're going to share what God has taught me, especially since 2007. Okay? So anyhow, I want to thank you for your time. So this live stream is going to stay up on Facebook. And so you can watch it over again. Those who missed it, you can watch it. We're going to send the notes and we're going to make a video out of it. Better production. We're going to put it on YouTube channel and we're going to put it on different social media platforms. And we're going to learn some things. Me and David are learning to do some different things like that. So I just want to finish like I finished with all my videos. I want to finish with this. Walk in the fullness of the grace of God. Shalom and Amen.